This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are really tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Christmas Day with Macca and Paul. We just spoke with Peter Hitchener, and he's having a great day, and he's also getting ready. He's having a bit of a family lunch. If you're having a family lunch or lunch with friends, enjoy it. Remember, do it in a COVID safe way, and it's really important that you do that. And if you're on your own today, I hope listening to us provides you with a little bit of company and perhaps some information. It is a big day for everyone, but there's no reason why, you know, you need to spend it alone. So if you have a neighbour that you know that actually might be on their own, then, you know, pop in and say hello to them. And just bear with us, because we've actually got Lord Mayor Sally Capp on the line, and we're just going to patch her through once Ben works out how to do it.
So I need to ring Sally. Sally's trying to ring the studio, so we've been trying to call each other. Oh, so okay. 1 minute, Macca. Sally will be with us in just a second.
Okay. Look, I do hope today is what you need it to be. Just remember, do everything in a COVID safe way, because don't throw caution to the wind just because it's Christmas Day. It's really, really important that you stay safe, because we don't want, you know, COVID to spread. We've all worked so very, very hard to get to where we are, and we can't afford to lose the opportunity or not take the opportunity to continue to stay well. We have now, technology is with us, and Sally Capp, Lord Mayor, you'll be pleased to know, Sally, when we move to the Pride Centre, there'll be less of this little technological snafu.
Sorry, Sally, I was trying to call you and you were trying to call me, and Peter Hitchener
was panicked.
Peter Hitchener was telling us all about how wonderful you were, so we got carried away.
Oh, that's so lovely.
We did tell him that
back
last...
Back at you all. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Now, big family day today, Sal?
Yes, and we just love to go overboard at Christmas time. I mean, overboard generally, but Christmas Day, we really take it up a notch. Can't wait.
Yep.
So what have you done this morning, Sally? You've been up early. Have you had a Christmas breakfast with the family?
Well, we're holding back a bit. We like to do a little bit of activity. So we've been for a swim in the ocean. It was warmer in the water than it was out.
Wow.
Seriously?
So very chilly. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we do that. My dad is really big on a morning swim. So we've done that, and that was great fun. So now we're frozen to the bone. We're warming up, and we start with oysters and champagne and some gift giving in about half an hour.
Fantastic. It is a big day. It's a big day, you know, tomorrow, of course, in the city of Melbourne for the Boxing Day sales. We saw the footage of Victoria Market.
Wow, incredible, wasn't it?
Yesterday. I want to say to people, tomorrow, when you're out shopping in those Boxing Day sales in the CBD and elsewhere, you know, practice COVID safe. You know, wear your mask, try and keep distance, you know, be cautious of surfaces. It's really, really important. It's important that you support those businesses, but, you know, you've got to do it safely, because we don't want to be in a false dawn, do we, Sally?
No, we don't. And we've certainly seen what's happened in Sydney. So we need to keep safe, but I do know that feeling of panic when you think you're going to get to the front of the counter and the lobsters, there's no lobster left or no prawns, that sense of needing to make sure that you've got the right place in the line. But of course, we've got to be sensible. And I think after the year that we've had, you know, as much as we love all of the tinsel and the gift giving, etc., I think there's just so much of that time for reflection on the fact that we've got a lot to be grateful for, and the simple things in life are really the most important. And hanging out with family and friends at this time of year is something we feel really grateful for, because we haven't been able to do it for most of the year.
Yeah. Now, Sally, you won a crushing victory, and that, I know it's not a term you would use, but you won a crushing victory in the Lord Mayoral election. And, you know, the city of Melbourne, I think, has led capital cities around Australia. Yes, we've had a unique set of circumstances, but the cooperation between the City Council in Melbourne and the state government has been very significant. And, you know, it's actually, I think, now starting to pay dividends. One of the great things is we've got Dick Wynne on a bit later. And as you know, Dick was a really strong advocate and prime mover in helping get the planning controls relaxed, or the regulations for outdoor dining. I know the City of Melbourne has gone really hard on this. How successful has that been for those businesses, Sal?
Mm. Well, it's been incredible. And, of course, Richard Wynne is a former Lord Mayor of Melbourne, yes, as well. So he really understands the city and he lives within the city. So the outdoor dining, I know that there were some concerns right at the start about, you know, only some venues being able to benefit. But what it's done is it's really attracted people right across the city. So whether they're enjoying the outdoor dining or they're just feeling that sense of activity and energy in the streets, it's brought people into the city, and they've shared their buying, and they've shared their wallet right across the city. So I think every venue feels that they've benefited in some way from outdoor dining. That extended footprint out onto the streets has really made such a big difference. It's extended the number of people that can be served. It's really reminded people that Melbourne is open, but I think it's also created that new attraction. And it's something that we will extend into the New Year's Eve celebration to really fill the streets with people and music and dining and fun.
I think one of... Paul.
Yeah, I was going to ask the question, Sally. I work in the retail business, and I've seen lots of figures coming through, particularly from the CBD area. Have you seen, with the changes we've made to the outdoor seating and all the measures you're making to try and drive people back into the CBD, have you seen a change through December in terms of those footfall numbers coming in? Have you got anything that can quantify actually how that's working and successful it's been? Because it certainly has, from what I've seen in terms of my numbers.
Yes. Oh, well, it's a great question, Paul, and we have. We use our pedestrian count as a key indicator, and it's been rising exponentially as the weeks led into Christmas, and we're so grateful that people have been making, the effort to come in. And there have been all the other attractions, from Urban Blooms through to what I call undercover buskers, and you would have seen the crowds for people like Tones and I and Mrs. Higgins and Dale Braithwaite. All of those things have really helped give people a reason to come into the city. So we know that from the very low of around 10% of foot traffic in the depths of lockdown through to over the Christmas, the last week leading into Christmas, we had foot count up over the 60%. You can see that there's been a terrific change. We've still got a way to go. And one of the things that we're very focused on is making sure we have a sustained offer to keep people coming back, so it's not just a one-off Christmas celebration or one-off Christmas shopping, that we have reasons for people to keep coming back and keep coming back as we see the return of workers in mid-Jan, and we're really hoping we can start to return to better than normal.
What sort of worker return are you looking at, Sal? I mean, a lot of businesses, they want people back into the office. And there's the challenge there for them of, one, keeping COVID safe, but also, you know, they're paying a lot of money for real estate that's not being used. So, you know, on one side they're saying we want people back. On the other side they're probably thinking, do we need all this space? What sort of messages are you getting from business about workers coming back?
Well, like so many things this year, it's the great unknown. For decades, and you'll know this, Macca, particularly, we've been talking about flexible work arrangements for employees, and COVID has absolutely accelerated us towards that. And we now have, you know, more people working flexibly from home than we do coming into the city. We know there'll be a bit of a shakeout of that. There are a number of people that are saying, gosh, we feel like we now live at work because they can never escape work. And they're really keen to come back into their workplace. In fact, we've done some survey work, and what that tells us is that people really miss their colleagues and working in teams. They miss their workplace and the workplace culture and all of the activities that come. And then they're really missing the attractions in the city that, you know, they'd stop at a bar or they'd go and see a band or they'd drop into the gallery, you know, at the end of the day. So those things are the attractors of people coming back. But the survey work also told us that there are still some significant barriers, and the biggest ones of those are around public transport and commute time. So we're hoping that this complete change this year means that we can start to really smooth out the peak, and that's why we're so pleased. Another wonderful coordinated effort with state government has been readdressing how public transport works, and that's why they've committed to more than 450 extra services going forward so that people can literally turn up and go for an extended part of the day, and we might be able to smooth out that peak. That's great for keeping COVID safe. It's great for reducing congestion on the roads, and it is a wonderful way of coordinating people safely back into their workplaces.
Yeah, and that's going to be important. You know, that interaction, you know, and the sharing of ideas, which I know we all do on Zoom, but it's not the same. It's not the same, is it? We've got to...
We're humans.
I want to... We're going, you know, in a few minutes we're going to go to Josh Burns, the member for McNamara, actually Melbourne Ports, for those who are a bit older. I want to place on record, on behalf of Joy, our thank you to you, Sally Capp, Lord Mayor, and to your colleagues at the City of Melbourne, who have been incredibly strong, generous supporters of Joy, not just all the time we've been at City Village, but in the last year. And without that support, I can say this, Joy may not be here. So I want to put it on record. Thank you, Sally. Thank you to your colleagues. And thank you to the City of Melbourne for ensuring that Joy was able to continue at City Village and supporting that. It has made a huge difference to Joy's ability to stay on air. There'll be a lot of sadness for me when we leave the CBD and go to the Pride Centre. A lot of joy, no pun intended, when we go to the Pride Centre. But you and your colleagues can feel really proud of what you've done for Joy and what you've done for our community. It has made a difference, and it has kept us on air much, much more than perhaps people realise.
Oh, well, look, thank you for that. And for us to put something on record to you as Chair of Joy, you've done an amazing job maintaining and I think really increasing and improving the performance of Joy over a very, very difficult year. And in this time of transition, we'll be following you down to the Pride Centre and looking forward to it. But really, we absolutely believe and we are committed to your purpose at Joy. And more than that, the way you go about it is absolutely superb, incredibly professional and absolutely true to what you want to deliver for the community. And because you're so good at what you do, we're absolutely delighted to be one of your supporters.
What a great partnership.
Oh, amazing. Sally, thank you so much for joining us this Christmas morning.
Thanks, Paul, appreciate you taking time out.
And
to everyone, Merry Christmas. I hope everyone has a great day. There are plenty of people still in need out there, and it's a really important time for us to feel grateful.
And it wouldn't be Macca without me making a comment, so when you go swimming, at least in that water, there's no sharks.
I always love the political overlay. You're so good at it.
Look, you have a lovely day. Once again, thank you for your personal and professional support. I hope you and the family and friends, you have a great day. Don't choke on a lobster tail. and we look forward to engaging.
We'll finally get to meet you back again in person.
Yeah, back in the studio. Don't worry.
Oh, I can't wait.
For sure.
Can't wait. Yeah, yeah. We need to have a party before you leave, by the way.
Absolutely. Oh, yes. Yeah, we're going to wreck the we're going to wreck the joint.
Hang on. Macca.
I
can't hear you. What were you saying?
Yeah, I know.
Must be have a lovely, lovely Christmas day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Same to you. Bye.
Cheers.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.